Harley-Davidson overhauls finance arm with capital-light model. Harley-Davidson is reshaping its finance division with a new capital-light model that will include changes on the corporate side. The company's partnership with KKR and PIMCO is transforming Harley-Davidson Financial Services, HDFS, into a less capital-intensive business while maintaining its strategic role in supporting motorcycle sales. This move aims to reduce the company's financial risk and improve its overall financial position. The transaction, completed in late 2025, included the sale of roughly $6 billion in retail loan assets and a 9.8% equity stake in HDFS, generating approximately $50 million in proceeds and about $1 billion in dividends to the parent company. This significant asset sale will help Harley-Davidson reduce its debt burden and improve its financial flexibility. The new structure will allow HDFS to sell about 2/3 of new retail loans to its partners, while retaining the remaining 1/3. The company will continue to originate and service all loans, earning servicing fees in the process. This approach will enable HDFS to maintain its market share while reducing its capital requirements. CFO and Chief Commercial Officer Jonathan Root notes that the transaction will transform Harley-Davidson Financial Services into a less capital-intensive and de-risked business model. He also emphasizes that the new structure affords a high degree of optionality in how Harley-Davidson funds and runs that business, enabling potential for growth over time. Harley-Davidson emphasized that dealer-facing operations, including floor plan financing and working capital support, are unchanged. HDFS continues to provide approximately $1 billion in wholesale financing annually to its North American dealer network, which includes around 600 dealerships. This level of support is crucial for the company's dealership partners, as traditional lenders often struggle to provide similar services. The new funding structure will be largely invisible to dealers and customers. Motorcycles will continue to get financed in the dealership, much of this happening behind the scenes, so our dealers and end customers won't notice a change.